Today we welcome to Sounds Good Mrs. Swisher's Odyssey of the Mind group, an award-winning group, I understand. Tell me your names.
Mary Browder Howell.
Kyra Shutt.
Apiera Chidawati.
Caroline Kim.
Skylar Swartz.
Emily McLeod.
And you all have, you're raising money for a trip because you have won a distinguished award for your Odyssey of the Mind project. Tell me about it.
Well, at the beginning of the year, we are given a list of problems, and we have to choose one of those problems to be our main long-term problem. We chose problem number 5, seeing is believing, which is a village feels threatened by some place that it's never been, so it has to have a creative way to pick one or more travelers to travel to that place, send a message back to the community, and prove there's nothing there to be afraid of.
What's the scenario, actually? Now we've got the setup. Tell me each of your roles in this presentation.
I am one of the travelers.
I'm the narrator.
I'm Persephone, Hades' wife.
I was Aphrodite.
And I am also one of the travelers.
I am Hades and a cuckoo granny.
Who was to be afraid of here?
Well, the volcano that Hades lives under has been rumbling and making noises because he has a burping problem.
Burping problem. So when you're doing the presentation, how does it go? What do you do?
We perform a skit to explain it.
Can you do a little bit of that skit for me?
Granny, granny, scary yellow thing.
It's cheese. It has a note on it. It's from Sunny Girl and Bob. It says, Hades had a burping problem and there's nothing to be afraid of. Bob and Sunny Girl have returned.
Let's party!
Let's get the cheese.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
Let's pick our noses.
Power off.
Powering down.
How long does the presentation last in its entirety?
Well, the presentation, including the time it takes us to set up, takes a total of 8 minutes.
What do you set up?
We have to set up our set and our props and our backdrop. And
what are they?
Well, our first set that we have to set up is a village, which is our opening scene.
You have a village and a volcano?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The volcano threatens the village. The village is worried, but someone solves the problem about the worry. How is the worry problem solved?
We give Hades bell checks.
What is a bell check?
It's belch X, and it's a type of medicine that makes you less gassy.
It's in the form of a pill.
Well, my goodness, how did you come up with this?
Well, one of our team members made up, like, the bell checks and, like, the costume.
You all cooked this all up just for Odyssey of the Mind?
Correct.
Yes.
How in the world did you get to this? I mean, who was the creative genius behind it?
All of us.
That's pretty neat. What did you get out of this project?
Working together.
Yeah. It taught us a lot of teamwork skills, and it helped develop our creativity skills.
It kind of also helps us learn more about handiwork, because we had to drill holes and do everything ourselves where the adults aren't allowed to help us.
We have to learn our acting skills so we can present the play.
And not to be afraid to make a total fool out of yourself in front of a whole bunch of people.
How many people were in the audience when you won your...
20?
Maybe like 30.
20 to 30.
Now you're raising money to go where?
To Ames, Iowa.
What are you going to do there?
World competition.
Well, we got second place in state competition, so we got to move on to the world's competition.
Teams from all over the world are going to be there. And only the first two teams to qualify from the state competition get to go to Worlds.
Do you have any idea what the teams that you're going to be competing against are going to be doing? Do you have any kind of preview?
No.
It's going to be all a surprise? Mm-hmm. How are you going to practice to be ready?
we're just going to practice the skit and do many spontaneous problems.
When you say do many spontaneous problems, what do you mean?
That's our short-term problem. It's where we get most of our points.
Well, spontaneous is kind of like an on-the-spot thing. There's hands-on and verbal. And our verbal problems are, they'll usually ask us the question or give us a problem like make up a rhyme that has an animal in it or something like that. And we have to think of it on the spot. We can give a total of 7 answers. And a hands-on is when they'll give us some type of materials and we have to build something. For example, we had to use chopsticks and duct tape to build the tallest structure we can.
How tall did you make it?
I don't remember exactly how tall, but I know it was at least 2 or 3 yards high.
Wow. Have you all been doing this for years? I mean, or is this your first time?
Well, I did it. I have done it since 3rd grade, and we have never made it to world. We've always made it to state, but never to world.
This is pretty exciting.
Yeah, I've been doing this since 2nd grade, and only my first year we went to worlds.
Wow, congratulations. When will you go to Ames?
The competition is May 28th through 31st.
Good luck to you, and thanks for dropping by today.
And thanks for having us.